Hi everyone, Lainey Savante walking here. Welcome to Zeta Global Radio on Saturday, September 19th. I am thrilled to be here with you and to welcome our guest today, Dr. Carolyn Wheeler. She'll be with us on the next segment after we check in with best-selling author and world-renowned intuitive numerologist Ruth Dreher. Welcome, Ruth, to the show. How are you today?
I'm great, Savante. How are you?
Excellent. Well, as we do at every top of the hour, we find out what's happening in the day of numerology for our specific day and give people a little bit of a glimpse on how to spend their weekend based on some of the information that you're bringing to us. So tell us about September 19th.
Today is September 19th, 2015. Add those numbers together and reduce them down to 9. Think 9. Think unconditional love and forgiveness. Just for today, don't read the newspaper or listen to the news. Regardless of what happens, search for the beauty in it. What if you look in the mirror today and you tell yourself you are beautiful? What if you look at others, regardless of what you usually notice, and see their loving hearts or assume they are hiding them because of the pain and hardness they have had in their lives? What if you forgive anyone who's ever wronged you and forgive yourself for any time you've let yourself down? And tonight, wrap yourself in love before you fall asleep. For Zeta Global Radio, I'm Ruth Dreher, www.cybernumbers.com.
I love that. I always believe forgiveness is the keys to the kingdom. You're talking a lot about heart and love. You'd almost think that this is February, but it's interesting that we're talking a lot about that in September.
Nine is unconditional love. Year is going to be a 9.
9. Wow. So next year is going to be all full of yumminess. I look forward to it. Do you think that when you think about a 9, from what I've learned, unless I have it wrong, is it also, you said, the completing of cycles? A 9 completes a cycle?
So that's what kind of gives me the not wanting to really talk about it, because from the most conscious to the most unconscious, we're all here together. It's going to be big.
Yeah, well said. Well, thank you, Ruth. We'll check in with you again next week. Stick around, everybody. We have a whole show in store for you. We'll be right back.
Are you in the Santa Fe, New Mexico area? There's still plenty of time left to catch local playwright Aaron Levantman's LGBT play, Almost Adults, a collection of 5 short plays about sex, love, and immaturity. It's now playing through September 27th at Warehouse 21's Black Box Theater. Find out what swinging couples, Shirley Temple movies, stolen Playgirl magazines, and late 60s era Hollywood have in common. To purchase tickets, go to brownpapertickets.com or call 1-800-838-3006. And be sure and visit the Almost Adults Facebook page.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. Thank you so much, Ruth Dreher, for your numerology daily download. And if you want to check out more of what Ruth is up to, you can visit, again, cybernumbers.com. And we're excited that she'll be here in Albuquerque next month, and you can learn more about that on our Facebook page. But before we get into our full show today with Dr. Caroline Wheeler, let's take a moment to tune in with Patricia Murphy, who's here as our co-anchor for Positive News. So welcome.
All right. I'm so happy to be here.
In studio, no less.
I'm here live.
Yeah,
you are. Pretty exciting. This is an exciting place to be.
So
You
never know who you're going to meet, right? It's always hopping. There's always people here. We have Cade here as a hip-hop artist. We're talking about shooting his video tomorrow. And then actress Trina Christensen was here. Always happening at the Lab Recording Studios. Yeah. So, all right. So before we get into the positive news, I just want to have you just give a 1-minute recap on your amazingness and all the things you do besides news.
Well, in my professional life, I help people live their most vibrant lives through health coaching and laser lipo treatments, but do a lot of just figure out how you can be your healthiest, happiest, and most energetic self. And there are many ways that we can do that together.
Well, I am a test subject, but I could say that I've had an amazing time over the last year with you, and you've really helped put my body into shape and get ready, wedding ready, when that was happening last month.
Well, you looked amazing. Oh, so thank you. I was very proud.
Well, I was super happy, and thank you for all that you did for me.
My pleasure.
All right. So what's on the docket today? Let's start with...
Okay. Well, you know, one thing that struck me is, as I was looking around for positive, happy things, there's a lot of happy, positive news out there.
Oh, good.
You know, we're not trained to think that way, maybe, or maybe that's not what the media wants us to know about. But
or Facebook, really. You see everyone, 20 million people looking at something like horrific.
Right.
So, and you want to see it turn the tides, right?
Right.
Speaking of tides.
So good. So I decided to start with something that's near and dear to my heart, and that's animal advocacy and animal protection and conservation. So you may know about this. Since the 1990s, the U.S. Navy has been running tests in the Pacific along the coast of California and Hawaii using sonar. And that has been extremely harmful to the whale and dolphin population in those areas. It disrupts the feeding grounds, the breeding, and just that's been the cause of some of the mysterious whale beachings that you see.
Yeah, alters our migration.
Everything is all around disruptive. So since the 1990s, various groups have been trying to get the Navy to curtail that activity. Well, guess what? A deal has been struck, and the U.S. Navy has agreed to limit their sonar testing activity all along that Pacific corridor.
Wow.
So it's a huge win.
This is a huge win.
And there's a 5-year agreement in place at which time things can be reassessed. But what I liked about this is that, one, it's wonderful for the animals, but to me it shows that you can have two groups that are pretty much, that might have very differing opinions and objectives and agendas, but they found a way to coexist and come up with a solution.
I love it.
It's beautiful.
It's a win for everybody.
It absolutely is.
And I mean, people don't realize how important it is to honor, you know, the sea life. I mean, they are so beautiful. And boy, I know a lot of people who are really into like the dolphin and whale intonations musically. And, and so much of that is just so, for me, very cosmic. So I love that.
Same here.
Great, great story. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. that one, I did a little dance when I read that.
Yeah.
Because this has been going on since the mid-1990s. So
and you
big
can
deal.
Keep us posted as if you're really tracking that story. Let us know on
sure
the Zeta
thing.
Global Radio Facebook page, like an update, you know,
right.
So people know after the story what's happening.
I will. And just a little aside, if people are interested in whale and dolphin conservation protection, one of my favorite organizations in the world is the Sea Shepherds. You can go online, Google Sea Shepherds, and see all the amazing work that they're doing around the world.
Awesome. Well, their website is Sea Shepherd, that's singular, seashepherd.org. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's next?
All right. Well, next thing, you know, we've been hearing, probably you have, about the big refugee problem. So, and it can be very overwhelming, and you feel helpless. You think, oh my God, it's horrible. What can I do? Well, I'll share something about what this extraordinary Egyptian billionaire decided to do, and then we can kind of bring it around to what you and I can do as non-Egyptian billionaires. But he has petitioned the Italian and Greek governments to buy two islands off of the coast and allow people to come and populate the islands and build a new society. So they'd be building schools, shops, infrastructures, businesses, everything to be able to have, hopefully, a permanent home.
Wow. An entire new community.
Entire new community. And he's even thinking as far as they would become their own sovereign nations. So he's willing to pony up something on the order of $200 million to start this effort. He's already getting other people with means, that kind of resource,
sure,
resources to contribute. It's pretty amazing.
That's mind-blowing for me. And, I mean, you make all this money, or you've inherited, or whatever you do, but you give back. Mm-hmm. And what a way to give back.
What
I mean,
a way to give back.
An entire new life for generations to come.
Exactly. That's a really long-term solution for like 200,000 people or what they're thinking.
So if people are inspired by the story, is there more info they can learn about this or donate themselves? I mean, they might not have a billion, but even $5, right?
Exactly. So, you know, most of us are not Egyptian billionaires, but, you know, we can probably figure out a way to maybe give up our $5 lattes for a week, something like that.
Yep. I mentioned that the other day when we interviewed Jackson Kaguri from Nyaka AIDS Project.
That's my favorite way to put things in perspective and help people realize that you can make a difference and don't feel behind the eight ball just because, you know, $20 makes a big difference in these causes. And one of the ones that I've been reading about that's really doing a lot of in the trenches work with this issue is SaveTheChildren.org.
Oh, they're wonderful. They've been around for a very long time.
They have. They're a solid organization. And my favorite thing about them is that over 90% of all of the money that they bring in, it goes directly to the people that they're trying to help.
Beautiful.
It's not top heavy administration at all. So
I mean, you do need administration, you do need marketing, you need to do all that. But
right.
There has been, you know, not with them, but others have always questioned, like, well, where does my money go? Like, if they're stating that, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And they're not only saving the children, they're saving the adults, they're saving
families,
history, legacies.
Exactly.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yep.
Oh, so, great story. I love hearing that. And I don't remember the name, but my good friend Jill sent me a video of another family, European family, who have spent their own money, millions of dollars, taking in refugees on their yachts and helping them. So I had the video. You can look at it on our Zeta Global Radio Facebook page, but that was also on there.
Yeah, right. I mean, the more you read about this, the more beautiful stories there are. You know, it's not all bad out there, people.
Yeah, that's great.
And there is something you can do.
Yep.
Well, hope is coming.
Well, we're glad that we get to share that here. Mm-hmm. And we have time for one more story, if you have one.
Okay, well, this is something that you directly can benefit from. So
myself or everybody?
Everybody, everybody.
All right,
everybody.
Awesome.
Yeah, and you too.
I'm in.
We all know that sleep is essential to being healthy and having a high quality of life. But there are some really solid recent studies that are showing that it can actually serve as sort of an antibiotic, meaning that sleep will help you fight infection and it can help stave off infection.
Beautiful.
So, you know, just another reason to go take a nap and, you know, sleep. And I know that there are a lot of people out there who have trouble sleeping. And so that's why I was really excited to hear about your upcoming guest, Dr. Caroline.
Yes.
MD, the sleep expert.
Well, so, thank you for that. And yes, I have myself had suffered insomnia for years and have always looked for a million different ways. And when I heard about Dr. Caroline, I got very excited to do the show today. So perfect. Thanks for just adding that little bit of great, powerfully packed info, because it is, everyone always says, rest. That recuperates your body. You need to sleep more. You need to do this. And that helps sort of rehabilitate, reboot, et cetera.
Rebuild everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that. And without further ado, we'll take a break here, listen to some of our great sponsors, including Sculpt Laser Lipo.
Yay.
And,
that's me, by the way.
And we'll come back with Dr. Caroline Wheeler on Zeta Global Radio. Thank you so much for listening. The Albuquerque Tarot Meetup Group is proud to announce their upcoming Tarot Symposium, Lifting the Veil, October 31st through November 1st. Open to all levels of readers, join top presenters Cheryl Ryder, who will be teaching a workshop on lifting the veil to reveal hidden meanings with the tarot card reversals. Stuart Warren will share his Tarot of the Alchemist as outlined in the Azoth workshop. Poet Jules Nyquist will be leading a workshop on writing from the tarot, as well as artist Denise Weaver Ross, who will be leading a session on drawing the tarot, art and meditation, in addition to showcasing her one-person show, House of Cards, the Whole Deck Art Exhibit. Don't miss this incredible event, all taking place at Tortuga Gallery. Registration is only $80 and includes light meals. Limited seating to this incredible gathering. gathering, so visit meetup.com and look up the Albuquerque Tarot Meetup Group and RSVP yes. Hi, ZGR listeners. Join us for 1 week and only with best-selling author and intuitive numerologist Ruth Dreher for a special workshop at Tech Love in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Learn the magical language of the numbers and how powerful they are as a tool for our daily living. You'll see the world around you in an entirely different way. Group workshop is on Saturday, October 17th, with private sessions on Sunday and Monday, October 18th and 19th. To register now, visit cybernumbers.com.
Patricia here from Sculpt Laser Lipo Weight Loss and Wellness Coaching. If you're like a lot of us, you're probably feeling tired, sluggish, and just stuck in a rut. Now's the time to lose weight, have more energy, kick that sugar habit, and feel absolutely amazing. I offer comprehensive health coaching plus the latest in non-invasive laser treatments to clients all over New Mexico. I also work with clients from all over the globe via Skype, email, and phone. No matter where you are, let's work together to create your personal roadmap to abundant health. To set up your initial health consultation and learn more, call 505-908-7353 or visit sculptlaserlipo.com. As a special thank you to Zeta Global Radio listeners, I am offering 10% off all laser lipo and health coaching services. You deserve to live a happy, healthy, and vibrant life. Let's start your journey today.
She is a sleep doctor, if you will, very excited to talk about her integrative approach to finding the best way to nurture our body into a beautiful sleep and rest. With us today is Dr. Caroline Wheeler. Welcome to the show here, Dr. Caroline. I'm very excited to have you.
Thank you, Lainey. I'm very excited to be on your show.
So I always love to start the show bringing forward people's past to present, because on this show, we're always about authenticity and finding one's passion. And I always have the gift here, like myself, is finding that which we are knowing is our life purpose, our true path, and what has led us to that. And I have found through a pattern now that so many people I've interviewed have found maybe what they want to do a little bit later in life. It's not necessarily like, oh, in teenage, I'm going to be a doctor, or I'm going to be this, like through circumstances. So I've noticed that. So I was reading about you on your thesleepkit.com, and you have quite a very interesting story. So I thought maybe we'd start off by you sharing that.
Yeah, sure. So I've lived all around the world. I was born in Africa. Then we went to a little island called Tristan da Cunha, and then the volcano erupted. And then we lived in a refugee camp for a couple of years, and then we've moved on to India, and then Indonesia, and then we moved back to England. So I've been exposed to many different cultures, and I think that's really relevant to how I like to practice medicine, because there'd be a truth in one country, and it would be completely different to the truth in another country. So it made me question, and it made me be more discerning right from quite an early age. Plus, my godmother was the patron of the Thalidomide Trust in London. So I don't know. Obviously, you've heard of thalidomide, where women who had what we call hyperemesis, nausea in pregnancy, took this pill that had awful side effects for the child that was then born with hands coming out of their shoulders and lack of arms and lack of legs.
I myself actually had hyperemesis with my first daughter.
You know, what's so interesting is then I studied acupuncture, and acupuncture is absolutely brilliant for yeah, hyperemesis, for nausea. So many women having to go into hospital to have a drip through acupuncture. In fact, the only women in my practice who ended up on a drip were because they were Christians or whatever their religious persuasion was. They thought it was wrong to have acupuncture. So they ended up on a drip because they wouldn't have acupuncture. But everybody else, they had acupuncture and they never ended up on a drip.
Wow, that's phenomenal. So was there a connection there, or was that sort of the beginnings, or what brought you into the current practice that you do now?
I had my own practice in New Zealand for 12 years. I went to New Zealand for 1 year just to do obstetrics, and I ended up staying for 25 years. And I had my own practice there in the top of the South Island for 12 years, and I loved it, Lainey. I loved it with a passion. However, we had to number crunch. We had to see 25 people a day, and even though, you know, a lot of my patients I saw over that 12-year period, and I was very much part of their lives. So, you know, you can work with people in 15-minute slots, but it was a challenge, and I wanted to work in a different way. I wanted to work in a more integrated and holistic way. And so I first of all worked with weight, because I never had any success in general practice with people with weight problems. And so I started this program called The Way Beyond Diets, and it ended up, it just happened really. It started off as a talk, and it ended up as a 12-week program. And I had phenomenal results, but I've put it on ice for now, and I'm going to one day write a book about it. But for now, I'm teaching people to sleep, because sleep and problems with sleep and insomnia, the answer's not to be found in a sleeping pill. The answer is to be found just by understanding a little bit about what happens in our body when we sleep well and what happens when we don't sleep well. And I find it absolutely fascinating. And sleep is a pillar. It's so important for everything in our lives. Prof. David Hillman, who's chair of the Sleep Foundation, said, sleep is a pillar of health alongside good nutrition and exercise. And I would also add, relaxation of our body and our mind.
Wow. I'm so intrigued by what you're sharing, as I have my own notorious sleep issues, and I'm certainly a busy person. So when we get into the show today, I might have to ask some personal questions, because I have a long history of getting up in the middle of the night. So there'll be lots of questions I have. Have you experienced the technique or the guidance that you're going to share with us today on yourself? Have you always been a good sleeper, or have you been affected by sleep? I'm going to call it deprivation or lack thereof.
Yeah. So when I was working those long hours in general practice, I would often do a 12-hour day, and then I'd go to an evening meeting, and I'd be absolutely exhausted when I come home, and I'd hurl myself in bed, throw myself into bed, and expect to go to sleep, and I would never be able to go to sleep. So I realized that I needed to relax before I went to bed, and that really was the beginning for me. But it was just on those really busy days. But it wasn't until I lost my house in the floods 3 years ago that I started having sleep problems on a more regular basis. And I had to train myself to sleep. And that's when I got absolutely fascinated by what happens when we sleep. So it's when I lost my house in the floods and I started having problems on a regular basis with sleeping initially, I got really interested in sleep and what happens in my body when I sleep well and what happens in my body when I don't sleep well. In other words, the science of sleep. What's happening in my body when I sleep well, and what is it that I need to do in order to sleep well? It's absolutely fascinating, because once you know these things, then you think, why didn't I know that before?
Well, I'm curious, and this may be on the esoteric side of things, but of course this is a conscious radio program and a lot of these topics get brought up, but when the floods occurred and the earthquake, as you said, was there a disruption in the energy fields, or is there something vibrationally that occurs in the environment that affects the sleep, or started at that point? I wondered if there was any correlation there.
Yeah, well, there's so many things going on, Lainey. We were having earthquakes and tremors continuously, and that's very fearful. You know, you're sitting, relaxing in the evening, and suddenly there's a tremor, and you don't know. It's quite intense, and you think, oh my goodness, where do I go? Do I run outside? You know, what do I do? So there's that fear base all the time there.
I grew up in California, so I know all about earthquakes. My entire life was in LA, so I know what that feels like. It's definitely unnerving.
And also, I believe in the 100 monkey theory, you know, when like people in Christchurch were so terrified, there was so much fear and shock happening, and shock wasn't being treated well enough. and it wasn't being recognized. We had David Pacelli, who does the tremoring work. He came to Christchurch after the quakes to help people do some tremoring to try and release the trauma. But for me, I was traumatized. And you know, I'd walk around, even when I went to Auckland, I'd walk around seeing people doing up their houses, and I'd think, these people are mad. Why are they doing up their houses when they could lose it any minute? So I was in a completely different space. And it was only when I came back to England and I started walking around all these old buildings like Salisbury Cathedral, which is 700 years old, it started, and I did a lot of work on myself with shock, for shock and trauma, that I started calming down on a physiological level. And of course, that was affecting my sleep. But all this work that I did, helping other people, of course, helped me too. So I created something called Storytime, and it's a way of people listening to a voice outside of their head instead of listening to their worried thoughts. And because of my training in linguistics and hypnosis, I guide people into a relaxed state.
Why don't we take a break and we can get into the technique that you do in the next segment? And if that's okay with you, I think that would be great. And then we can just let it rip. You're listening to Zeta Global Radio. I am your host, Lainey Savante-Wolkin, here with Dr. Caroline Wheeler. We will take a brief break and we will come back and learn more about how to sleep well with the beautiful techniques that she will be sharing with us. Stick around.
Hello, this is Akashiana. I invite you to join us for a deep immersion of self-love and purification in the sacred waters of Costa Rica in April 2016. This is a deeper awakening into a space to remember, a time to reunite, and an experience of sacred exploration within divine you. We invite you through Zeta Global Radio for a special savings of 20%. On our next Sacred Exploration. Sacred Explorations is part of the Path of Samadhi. It takes you on an experiential, spiritual journey to the core of your being.
Hello and blessings, ZGR listeners. I'm Tom Carlson from Tech Love in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Tech Love is a conscious community of light center located in the heart of Nob Hill. Our space offers a warm and inviting setting for all of your gatherings. We invite and enjoy hosting pilgrims who are guided in the oneness throughout the world. From meditation and channeling groups, drum circles, kirtans, and other healing events, we are here as a physical location to draw people into communication with their higher purpose, oneness. If you're coming through New Mexico or already here, visit us at 3901 Central Avenue Northeast, just east of Carlisle, or visit us on the web, techlove.us. Namaste.
Welcome to the Natural Awakening September edition on Ageless Living. We introduce different aspects of staying ageless through healing Qigong, sacred sexuality, and spiritual reflections on the reversal of the aging process. We also review the medical benefits of yoga for your health. Pick up your September copy now on newsstands everywhere in Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and Taos, or online at naturalawakeningsnm.com. To advertise your events or services, please call 505-999-1319. Here's to your health. Feel good, live simply, and laugh more.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. Thank you for being here today. I am your host, Lainey Savante-Wolkin. And if you missed the first couple segments, we are here today talking with Dr. Caroline Wheeler. She has a website called thesleepkit.com. And her goal is to empower you to sleep well. And I look forward to that because I need to be empowered to sleep well. I myself have dealt with all sorts of waking up in my 3 to 5, I call it my 3 to 5 download time, but I'm sure there's more to it, and I would love to sleep through every single night. So I was intrigued to bring Dr. Caroline onto the show to not only provide information for me, but for all of us. So welcome back, and let's get into your technique that you were starting to share on the last segment.
Great, Lainey. So what I do in the sleep kit is all about helping people understand what it is that they do when they sleep. And what I found in working with so many people is really the number one cause of problems with sleep or problems with insomnia is a busy mind, especially in our Western society, is a busy and a worried mind. And so what I did is I created lots of things like guided sleep meditations and relaxations and exercises to help people associate bed with sleep as opposed to bed with stress. But the one thing that I produced that I'm really focusing on is something called story time, because by listening to me telling you a story, a simple story, and I've got story time one and story time two, and story time one is just a children's story. So you're not needing to listen to what happens at the end. And so instead of listening to your worried thoughts or your busy mind, you're focusing on listening to my voice. And I'm guiding you into a more relaxed state. And as you listen to my voice, your mind calms down, and then your body calms down, and then you drift into a deeper sleep. And people find that when they listen to a chapter of story time every night, they go deeper and deeper into sleep. And it's practice. You know, if we practice feeling anxious, we get more anxious. We get better at being anxious. And if we practice being calm, we get better at being calm.
Wow. It's interesting. I recently, a couple months ago, we had some dream experts on the show. And they were talking about how to clear your mind of the day. And that might help you as well sleep better. So maybe is this part of that sort of same ideas, clearing your mind of the day, and that it really refocuses more directly with the story time that you're sharing?
Absolutely, Lainey. So what it is, and the reason why I've called it story time, is to anchor people who've had a good experience in childhood. And in childhood, many of us learnt what a good sleep routine is all about. Not now, unfortunately, but in the days for many adults. So we learned that we would have a bath a couple of hours before bed, and then we would chill out in the evening, and then we would go to bed and be read a bedtime story. Now, those who didn't learn that, they have the opportunity to do it now. But so it's remembering that it's this pre-bedtime relaxation routine that's so important. Because if you look at the brainwave pattern of sleep, and if you look at the brainwave pattern of normal waking consciousness, it's a fast brainwave pattern. And as you go deeper into sleep, your brainwave pattern gets slower and slower. So it doesn't make sense to, like I used to do when I had a busy day and then I'd have an evening meeting, I'd be buzzing with thoughts and then I would throw myself into bed and expect to go to sleep, and I wouldn't, and I'd wonder why. And so I learned that what I needed to do was slow my mind down, slow my brainwave pattern down, in order to drop into sleep, because it was too much of a jump from me to go to busy to relaxed in one go. And that's what it's all about, and that's what the people that you had on your show talking about dreams, you know, changing, transitioning from the busyness of the day to the calmness and the relaxation of the night, and taking that few hours before bed, and instead of packing it full of things to do, allowing ourselves to stop and turn our Wi-Fi off, turn our computer, turn our cell phone, don't take the cell phone to bed, don't take the computer to bed, and instead relax and listen to story time or read a book.
Nice. Does it take a certain amount of time to integrate sort of this transition? Is it something that you can immediately start to get sleep over one story time? Or what's the process for being able to kind of move into that new behavioral pattern?
Yeah, well, of course, it's different for everyone. I mean, some people, as you know, are much more revved up than others. And so for some people, it takes longer to learn how to relax and to allow themselves to relax. And I've had emails from all around the world. One woman wrote to me saying that through her chemo, she just wasn't sleeping, and she tried everything. She trawled the internet looking for guided relaxations and tried them and tried white noise, tried dolphin sounds, and nothing worked for her. She just couldn't sleep. And then she discovered story time, and it just, for her, took her into sleep straight away. But for other people, it takes a little bit more practice, and it takes doing this routine of pre-bedtime relaxation every day for a few nights. And then people report that as they do this every night for a few nights, they're teaching themselves to calm down and relax and slow down their mind. And there's lots of other tricks as well, and that's why I've created a whole sleep kit as well. But there's tricks like if you're worried about something or thinking about something, you just turn on the light and scribble that thought down on a piece of paper so you take it out of your mind, and so then you can say to yourself, okay, I'll deal with that tomorrow, and I'll remember it, so you're not having to think about it, and then you can relax again. And as you relax, you can allow yourself to calm your body and your mind, and then go to sleep.
Somebody, I've heard this actually several times, and I have to believe it, so I'm just in, I want to see what your thoughts are on it, but they say that the best time to, as a spiritual person, to connect with the divine or to connect with spirit is between the hours of, I think it's 2 to 5 or 3 to 5, don't quote me on the exact, but something like that. And that's the best time if you're into meditation to receive some guided information from the universe or from God or however you connect. And that's a good time to do free-form writing, automatic writing, and such. So that some people say that being up in the middle of the night is a plus because it's the most sacred time that you can really go into quiet space. And I myself, those are the hours that I'm up, find that to be true, except when it comes time at 6:30 to get up and get ready the routine for my children, I am completely wiped. And then, you know, a day on the radio, it's like by the end of the day, I'm pretty spent. So I'm curious to know, like, do you believe that? I don't know if it's a theory or people's beliefs and how that relates to the work that you do, if you can.
Well, I actually don't know that, but I do know that monks tend to meditate early in the morning. I don't think it's quite as early as that. I think it's more 4, 5, or 6 or something like that. And I know myself when, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night, it's quite a silent, special time where there's no other disruptions, really. However, what comes up for me is, and I'm a meditator, and I love meditating. It really connects me with something more. But what comes up for me is so many of us in today's society just forget about sleep. We don't value sleep enough. And once you start understanding a little bit more of what happens in sleep, then there's no way that you can keep on pushing sleep away and stealing from your sleep time. You know, so many children, for example, are just not getting enough sleep. 20% of children don't get the recommended amount, and 40% have a poor sleep routine. So since good sleep is essential, the most powerful antioxidant is melatonin, and it's the most powerful antioxidant that our body produces, and it's produced in sleep. So much happens when we sleep that we can't cheat ourselves to sleep. And I know that when so many people are busy, the one thing they do is they wake up early in the morning or they stay up late at night, and they're stealing from their sleep time. Whereas once we start valuing that sleep time and not stealing from it and seeing it as a time when our body heals and our body regenerates, then everything changes. It's a really good insurance policy, making sure that we sleep enough.
Beautiful. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Lainey Savante-Wolkin on Zeta Global Radio. I'm here today with Dr. Caroline Wheeler, calling from the UK and discussing how you can snuggle up for your own bedtime story with her beautiful process on how to get a better night's sleep. Let me ask you, are there certain proven sleep increments depending on the age that you are. Like, you know, and if you're in your 50s to 70s, 6 hours is appropriate. And if you're in your 40s, it's 9 hours. Is there anything that's been proven that there's a certain amount of time frame for each sort of generation?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's one that I get asked a lot. The Sleep Foundation has produced a great graph, and it shows the recommended amount of sleep for people. And so for adults between 26 and 64, the recommended amount is between 7 and 9 hours. And for older adults over 65, the recommended amount is 7 to 8 hours. But, of course, there's this individual difference, a huge individual difference. Some people feel fantastic with 6 hours sleep. And some people really need 9 hours sleep in order to feel good the next day. And I would say that, you know, go with what really feels right for you. But there's so many people who are sleeping more because of other reasons. You know, they might be sleeping longer because they've got health problems, or maybe they've got sleep apnea and they're waking up a lot during the night and they're just not getting enough quality sleep. Or they might be sleeping a lot because they're depressed. And most people would know if they're sleeping more for those reasons when they really connect in. But there is this variation, but it is important to have the amount of sleep that you need.
I agree. What do you think about the idea of catnaps? I know for myself, when I get tired throughout the day, I can do a 15 or 20 minute catnap and I'm completely refreshed. And I might do one or two of those. But I know my husband always says, how do you do that? And I don't know. But I wonder how it is that I can feel completely refreshed in just closing my eyes for 10 minutes.
Yeah. It's a brilliant thing, catnaps. And what they say is that it's best to have them before 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Because so many elderly people, for example, in rest homes, they sleep throughout the day, having these catnaps throughout the day, or sleep during the day, and then they're not tired enough at night to go to sleep, and they have problems going to sleep. So just don't have too many. But these short catnaps, 20 minutes is a really good time, 20 minutes or 15 minutes is a really good amount of time. And they're finding it in football clubs in England. And apparently it started in Barcelona because of siestas are so big over there in Europe. And they're finding that if they have these sleep pods around the pitch, and when people, these footballers train, because there's so much money in football in England, they do their training and then they go into these pods and they have these naps, then they can train twice a day, not just once a day. So, yes, I think cat naps are a great idea, just not after 3 and not too many. 1 or 2, no more.
That's a great tip. We're going to take another break. We are here on Zeta Global Radio with Dr. Caroline Wheeler. Stick around. We'll be right back with a little bit more on how to get a good and restful sleep.
Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness, offering all of your one-stop wellness needs, including acupuncture, Chinese herbal medicine, NAET allergy elimination treatment, massage therapy, chiropractic, nutritional, herbal, and wellness counseling. It's full comprehensive care for the entire family. We're conveniently located next to Tractor Supply Company in Edgewood, New Mexico. Dr. Ann Losi, DOM, has been practicing for 12 years in the Edgewood area. Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness also features Dr. Heath Alvedrez, DC Chiropractic Adjustments, Chandra Martin, Massage Therapy, and Rachel Irwin, also Massage Therapy. We offer sliding scale fees for acupuncture, and our chiropractic adjustments are only $30. Again, come visit Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness, offering all of your one-stop wellness needs. Conscious media maven Jackie Lapin invites you to explore luminaryvoices.com. Are you a booking agent, festival promoter, or organization looking for the best in spiritual and conscious presenters? Or are you that incredible speaker or performer looking to reach a worldwide audience that's awakening and ready to experience your divine gifts? Visit luminaryvoices.com, Lapin's newest and exciting web portal dedicated to conscious messengers. To join, visit luminaryvoices.com or contact them to book a presenter today. I'm Howard Wolkin, and I produce the Zeta Global Radio Show. In addition, I'm a 30-year veteran of the music business coming from New York City. Jackie represents my spiritual EDM project, Bison. She's an amazing force in the spiritual community, and I'm thrilled to be counted amongst her roster.
Zeta Global Radio wants to thank you for listening over our first 5 months. We've had many great shows, from filmmakers making a great impact on the big screen, to learning about why we dream the way we do, to powerful leaders who are making big differences in the world of nonprofits. We invite you to go back and listen to all of our show archives at bbsradio.com/ZGR or our brand new Zeta Continuum YouTube channel. Listen while you work and be inspired. We always invite you to contact us at info@thelabnm.com or our Zeta Global Radio Facebook page with your feedback on how we're doing, a suggested story, or to be part of our positive news segment covering dynamic events and news from all over the globe. We look forward to bringing you more compelling speakers, authors, and topics that expand us all and unites us as one. Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. We are here with Dr. Caroline Wheeler, all the way from the UK, all the way from New Zealand, all the way from India, and everywhere else you've traveled in an extraordinary, fascinating life you've had so far. And you've learned a lot, you've seen a lot. And interestingly, I love the fact that you've connected with so many cultures, because here we are on a show that is listened to in many countries, Dr. Caroline, and what I always want to invoke is the oneness factor, that no matter where we are, we're all connected. We all experience the same things, the ups, the downs, the emotions. While we may have different cultures, you know, like in this case, we all work on sleep. We all work on how to improve our health. So I love this. To me, this is like a great oneness concept. So thank you for being here and sharing your gifts.
My pleasure.
So we talked a little bit off air in between the break about a special offer, which I'm excited about. So I'm going to let you tell the listeners, specifically for our Zeta ZGR listeners, something that you'd like to offer them, and then we'll have that posted on our Facebook page, or Zeta Global Radio Facebook page, after the show.
Okay, wonderful. So sleep is not just about quantity of sleep, it's also about quality of sleep. So how do we get a better and deeper quality of sleep? And this is what I've been experimenting on myself and working with other people. What is it that we need to do? And this is where I've created so many different things, but the thing that's worked the best out of everything is story time, is these simple stories, story time one, story time two. And story time one is a children's story called The Secret Garden. And then story time two are a series of short stories. And what I'd like to do is gift your listeners a short story by Oscar Wilde called The Happy Prince. And it's a delightful story. And it will give them an opportunity to experiment and see how it feels to go to bed listening to a story, listening to my voice, soothing their mind and their body. And as they listen to it every night for a few nights, noticing the deeper quality of sleep that they then get.
Wow. I'd like to do that right now. I mean, just even the way you were saying it, you were like slowing your words a little bit. Like I was already kind of being brought into this beautiful energy that makes me think that. Are you the one who are doing the vocals on these, or how is it done?
Yes. So I read the story, and I read it in a certain way that I'm pacing you. It starts off reasonably fast, and then I slow down and take you into a slower brainwave pattern as you go deeper and deeper into sleep. And I've had emails from all around the world of people who've used story time, and that's why I decided to focus specifically on story time. One woman sent in that she uses it for her autistic son. And throughout the day, once or twice a day, when he's a bit revved up, she gets him to listen to story time. And even though I didn't design it for children, obviously lots of people use it for their children. And they say, like it, with this case of this autistic child, this woman says that her child is so much calmer by listening to story time. So people all around the world use it for different reasons, but the number one reason that people use it for is a busy and a buzzing mind.
Do you? I love that, and I look forward to hearing it, and I want to play this for my younger daughter. So this is exciting. I'm already thinking about it. Is there also related to this is diet, like don't have sugar after, you know, 2 hours before bedtime? Or are there certain things that we can also do with the diet to support the restful sleep in the story time that you're sharing?
Yeah, absolutely, Lainey. And that's why sleep is such a vast topic. And I mean, because I'm a doctor, I'm fascinated by the whole breadth of it. But what I find is when people start with story time and they start noticing how much deeper their sleep becomes, then all the other things follow. So, for example, on my website, thesleepkit.com, people can go there and get a free mini video series of the things that they can do to help calm themselves down. But definitely, sugar revs people up. Caffeine after a certain time revs people up. It's all about being mindful of the food we have, the things that we do that will allow us to calm down as we go into the evening and go towards that time when we're ready to go to bed.
I think about, you know, I have a degree in food science, and I think about how people go out for a big dinner and they're so tired afterwards, you know, and maybe they had wine, but they, you know, they usually go for a nice dessert on top of a really big meal. And I think about all the mixtures of energies from the different foods, and you got your sedatives, you got your, you know, you're up, you know, your uptake of the sugar. It's like, wow, your body goes through a lot of processing and then you expect it to go to sleep. So I just, you know, wondered if there's a certain protocol, like if you're going to eat, make sure you know, there's a span of what, 2 hours, or I don't know what it is, but I didn't even know if there's something like a rule of thumb, you know, try to not eat X amount of time before you try, you know, want to have a good sleep. You know, is there a formula for that?
Well, yes, it's and the thing is, it's about what fits into people's lives and what feels right for them. So many people have a heavy meal at night, and then they wonder why they can't sleep because they feel so uncomfortable. And then also alcohol, believe it or not, even though it's a relaxant at first, it's then a stimulant. So a couple of hours later, somebody has a big meal with lots of alcohol. They go to sleep because they're exhausted because of the sedative effect of the alcohol. And they think, yes, I'll drink alcohol because it makes me go to sleep. And then they wake up after a sleep cycle or so, and then they're wired and they wonder why. It's because of the stimulant effect of the alcohol. And, you know, one of the things that I find fascinating is when I was a GP, I had a few people come to see me and they were drinking too much alcohol. And they thought because they were waking up early in the morning, they'd go to bed about 11 o'clock and then they'd have a sleep cycle or so, and then they'd wake up and they would be given antidepressants because it was early morning waking. And it was nothing to do with the fact that they were depressed. They were depressed because they weren't getting enough sleep. It was to do with the fact they were drinking too much alcohol. So, you know, once you know these things, it's exciting working with people, helping them. But, you know, one of the things on your show, what's really relevant is, for me, sleep is a spiritual process. It's rather like a meditation. So it's like, how do you bring that spiritual element to sleep? You know, how do you make your bedroom into an oasis of calm? You know, one of those rooms that you go into and you just feel relaxed. And when you just walk into it, just because of the colors and the smells and the textures, you know, so it's everything about your bedroom. You know, when you go into a spa, all the weight of the day drops off you. And yet so many people use their bedroom as an office, you know, with stuff, rubbish stored everywhere, and their computer on the side just in case when they wake up they can, you know, download their emails or watch YouTube. I mean, if you want to stay awake, watch YouTube. It's a great way to stay awake because you mess up your melatonin cycle and you stimulate your brain. So, you know, once you understand a little bit more about the importance of melatonin, such a brilliant antioxidant, it's essential for with anti-cancer properties, and we can produce it ourselves just by sleeping well. Once we start valuing sleep more and seeing sleep as a gift, athletes, when they're training hard, they have a lot more deep sleep because they get a lot more repair of cells needed. And it's in deep sleep that healing happens. So why not do something to ensure that we have a lot more deep sleep? Why not take those few hours in the evening, instead of using them to finish all the things that we need to do during the day, why not take those few hours to really relax and get ready for this spiritual process of going into this gorgeous bedroom and relaxing and going into deep sleep so that we can heal, so that we can keep ourselves healthy. And it's all part of our crazy rush here, rush there mentality. But if you study people who are good sleepers, you see that they all take that time, or the majority of them, take that time to relax in the evening, to have that bath a couple of hours before bed, and to chill out, and to sit on the settee and read a book or the newspaper, and relax in the evening, instead of rushing around trying to do 100 more things so that you can tick off another few things just before going to bed.
I think that's brilliant, and I thank you so much, and I just really wanted to acknowledge you for the more we talk, the more I see it's just so many layers of elements. You know, you mentioned spiritual, and of course that has my attention, but when I think about the color therapy and how the color, and obviously color therapy is a whole nother show topic, but the colors in a room, and then the feng shui of a room, and then the diet, I mean, there are so many factors. So I just really wanted to acknowledge that the work that you're doing is so important, and there's so many facets to it, and there's so many components that can make or break the health, the sleep health of someone. So thank you for the work you're doing. And I have to just also say that I greatly look forward to myself listening to the stories, and I will definitely be reporting back to the audience here on Zeta Global on how it's working for me, because I know where I'm at now with my sleep and lack thereof, and I know that I'm going to try your methods, and we'll talk more about how I can relay what you do further to my audience. So thank you for that.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you, Lainey.
Sure. So just one more time as we close out this beautiful show here, to learn more about what Dr. Caroline does, you can go to thesleepkit.com. And anything else you wanted to share with the audience here today?
Just the value of sleep, the value of allowing ourselves to have quality as well as quantity of sleep.
Excellent. Thank you. Well, again, we'll go ahead and have that special offer on the Zeta Global Radio Facebook page. And you can also learn more about Dr. Caroline as well on our bbsradio.com/ZGR profile page. Thank you for being here. And thank you, listeners, for listening in. And we look forward to everybody getting a great night's sleep.